G'day, Brad.
Morning, guys. How are we?
Yeah, really well, really well. The Hobartville, this is going to be some sort of race.
It is. It's shaping up to be one of the races at the carnival. I know we're not really at the carnival yet, but it's going to be outstanding. This group of three-year-olds is fantastic. And, yeah, we'll see them all pretty much clash this weekend. Kemantari, Trapezada, Spirata, D'Argento, CG Quebec, Brave Song, Kionic, Assimilate. They're all going to be there. It's going to be one outstanding race, and it's sort of going to, tell you who's the number one seed there, because if one of them comes out and can beat all them, arrogantly or in good fashion, then we know we've got a real good one, because it's going to be, very exciting. And I think, whichever way you want to look at it, I'd say Kemantari is going to come up short price favourite off his first up win, but there's going to be some good prices there for other horses like Trapezada, D'Argento, Pirata, who you could all make cases so they can generally win the race.
Yeah, what about Illustrious Lad? He's off to Dubai.
Yeah, the Gelagotis team announced this last night, the Alquaz Sprint in Dubai. You get an invitation there in the end of March, and Illustrious Lad has been invited. So it sounds like the Gelagotis boys are really keen to head over there. Of course, the race Buffering won a few years ago in Dubai. So that's, I think it's March 31, the date. So he'll be over there flying the flag for Australia, and no doubt we'll hopefully be able to do a sprout.
Wasn't Bjorn Baker looking at taking Music Magnate over for that race?
Yeah, there's been plenty of talk about Music Magnate heading over, so I still think he's on track. I haven't seen anything else otherwise to suggest otherwise. But, we've had a bit of luck in that race over there, so fingers crossed it can continue this year.
Port Macquarie Country Championship qualifier yesterday, 1-2-3 for Jenny Graham, so that means Victorum and Awesome Pluck through, but she's also got a chance to get Poratorio through in the repercharge at Muswellbrook, so that's a dominant hand from Jenny.
Yeah, and it's not easy, is it? You've got three really nice horses, but the pressure on Jenny during the week would have been massive, because it's been well documented that Victorum's a very promising horse, but he's had his issues. He didn't race since December. His blood had been come back several times as not spot on in the last sort of 2 months, but they've had to miss lead-up runs with him. He had to go first up 1,200 metres there the other day, and wasn't on an ideal lead-up at all, but he was far too good for him and showed that he's a really promising horse, how he lines up against the likes of Don't Give a Damn and Sun Craze. If they book their tickets in the race as expected is one thing, but he definitely deserves to be there, and looks as if you'll run out a strong 1,400 by the suggestion of yesterday's run anyway.
Yes, certainly will. And there's some big names trialling at Rose Hill this morning.
Yeah, care to think English, Tom Melbourne, Interlocutor, a few of those. I think Trapeze Artist is also down to trial there. So, we've got all these hosts of good horses coming back. And I'm really interested to see how Care to Think goes. He won that Magic Millions really well coming down here, maybe being set on a Doncaster path. And it'll be interesting to see how he trials this morning.
Does Tom Melbourne invariably run second or third in the trials?
Well, I think he wins a few of them.
Oh, fair.
I remember last time, I think he won once. So the poor fella, yeah, he probably thinks this is my grand final.
All right, time to get our punters off to a winning start this week and get some money in the bank for the rest of the week.
Yeah, we just got one at Lismore today, a bit of a roughie. Just thought she was on the worst part of the track first up. And I'm not super confident, but I think she can run a cheeky race at each way odds. Race 3, number 9, Rosella Girl, around that $12 mark at the moment. I thought she was over the odds there.
$2.70 the place as well. So for those people who are interested in that, good on you, Brad. Appreciate that, mate. We'll speak again tomorrow.
Thanks, guys.